Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everyone. This is Sharon Lecter. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Today, we've been talking about assets, and I really want to focus in on real estate. People are constantly asking me, well, is this a good time? When should I invest in real estate? I always say your success in real estate investing is on the buy, not on the sell. When you create and purchase properties that are cash flow positive, even if the market goes down, you're still having that cash flow positive. You only end up losing money when you sell, if the valuation goes down. But let's talk about the overall thought process of real estate investing. Number one, you has tremendous leverage. You may put 20% down and the bank gives you 80%, or investors, or might even be 10% that you have to put down. So you only have 10 to 20% invest in the property. And yet you get 100% ownership. You get 100% of the appreciation, and you get 100% of the tax advantages, depreciation. That's a pretty good deal. 100% ownership, 100% appreciation, 100% tax advantages, and I've only had to put 10 to 20% down. That's leverage, which happens to be my second most favorite word after assets. And so in today's market, a lot of people are saying, the supply is tough. It's such a hot real estate market. But people will always need somewhere to live. So residential real estate is probably one of the most recession-proof things there is, unless it's high-level type A properties. But people will always need somewhere to live. 3-2s, multifamily housing, things that will help people continue moving forward in their lives. But first, you need to educate yourself, because a lot of people run into real estate without educating on how to do it. And there's so many courses out there. There's so many real estate groups. Take the time to learn. Mike and I started off with 3-2 investments, three-bedroom, two-bathroom houses. We moved into multi-family apartments, then we moved into commercial properties, and then we moved into large-scale commercial developments. We did one of our own in Florida, and then now we are an investor in multiple large community developments, multi-million dollar properties where we're a small investor, because we know the people, we know, like, and trust them, we understand their track record. We're probably in our seventh or eighth project with them right now. But we took time to learn each method along the way. And that's what I want you to think about. Some people want to do fix and flips, and then they want to go do residential, multifamily apartments, and then want to do the. Don't become an expert in one arena. Make it successful so you can duplicate it. And once it's successful and it's duplicatable, then maybe focus on something else. But it's never been easier to invest in real estate. I just want to challenge you to open your mind to the possibility. Have the right advisors, the right teachers, and then just do it. Get involved. Take a step. Because, overall real estate does tend to increase. I'm actually going to, do another podcast on multiple reasons why you should invest in real estate. But I think it's important for you to think about, if you have real estate investments, take a moment and sit back and look at them and say, are they working for you? You know, in Australia, they had something called negative gearing, where your cash flow was negative each month and people were still buying into real estate. And I can't get that. You know, if you're out of pocket every month, how many of those can you own, right? Not that many. If you have a positive cash flowing, let's say you have a property that's, you're getting $1,000 of rent and the mortgage you pay and the expenses are $600. So you're netting $400 positive cash flow every single month. How many of those could you have? As many as possible. And so what happens is you start investing them, and then maybe the property starts to appreciate and you can refinance and bring out enough for a deposit on the next property. Always making sure that your loan to value is safe. That's how people got in trouble in 2008. But looking at your leverage and then making sure every property stays cash flow positive. And then on top of that, you end up with tax advantages at the end of the year. It's so important. And then if you become a real estate professional, become an agent, or you have the ability, or you can prove that you spend a lot of time in real estate, then you have the opportunity to take that loss from the depreciation, the paper loss, against your ordinary income. You know, if you're not a professional, there's a limit to how much you can do that, and it changes. For those of you outside the United States, this might not apply to you. But overall, real estate does continue to appreciate. Yes, it has dips. People always need a place to live. And it gives you an income-producing asset. You might have stocks and stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. You might have intellectual property, businesses, but this is one category that the wealthiest people in the world either created their wealth through real estate, or they hold their wealth in real estate. Think about it. So I want to challenge you to think about how you can add real estate into your portfolio. My next podcast, I'm going to talk about the various ways you can do that, because you can do it through owning it yourself. You can do it through partnering with someone else, hopefully in a limited partnership. You can do it through investing in REITs. You can do it through becoming a lender. I'm going to go in much more detail on those in a bit, but I think it's important for you to say what works for you, because what works for your neighbor, great for them. Figure out what works for you. So when I was little, my dad owned real estate rental properties, we did. And so I had to help go scrub out between tenants. He did everything himself. You know, if somebody had something wrong with a toilet or hot water heater, he was doing it all. I swore I would never be a landlord. However, I got a little smarter. By 25, I realized the importance of real estate assets in my portfolio. But I said, I'm going to do it with the right property managers so that we don't have those headaches and those midnight phone calls. And so that's what I want to suggest to you. Figure out what works for you. How can real estate become part of your portfolio in a way that works with your style of living? I'd love to hear from you, because a lot of people have no investments whatsoever in real estate. And if you don't have the time, you don't have the inclination, but you might want to look at your stock portfolio. There might be a way to benefit from real estate that way. So take the time, sit down, review your assets, review your real estate holdings right now, and what feels good to you. What might work best for you? And then do something about it. Take action. You are financially free when the income from your assets exceeds your monthly expenses. And yes, it takes a lot of work up front to invest in rental properties, but if you do it right with the right management company, that's when they start calling it mailbox money. because you have somebody else dealing with the headaches and you're getting that positive cash flow every single month. I love it. And you will too. So take some time, think about real estate investing. Make a commitment to give it some serious thought, consideration, and then take action. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Play Big Movement podcast, all about real estate. Why not? Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lechter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lechter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.